Hey guys. Hey guys, this is Sweet Elise with Satsi and Sarah. Sarah, do you have any hobbies?
I feel like I don't, but like if someone would ask me like in real life, I would be like, oh, I like to do yoga and I like to run and I don't know, I wish I could crochet.
Oh my gosh,
I feel like
really?
People who could crochet, yeah, I feel like people who can crochet are like gifted in some way.
Wait, did you have girls in high school who would crochet during like everything? Like it would be like class,
yes.
And like, that was so smart of them. Because they'd be like,
and they'd
what?
Be so fast.
Yeah, they'd be making mittens.
You just like hear their little like sticks clicking and stuff in the background.
Did anyone ever knit something for you?
Yeah, I feel like they did, but like I don't have it. I think someone knitted me like a scarf or something one time.
This girl I used to be really close with, I like knew that like our heydays were over when she started knitting, and she was making like everybody and their mom a scarf. Like literally everybody had a scarf by this girl, and I was like, if not her best friend, like her top two best friends. And I still didn't have a scarf, and winter was ending, and that was when I realized, like...
That's really sad, actually, because you're just, like, looking at all these people with scarves, and you're like, okay,
yeah, I was
my,
like,
my neck is cold.
My neck is cold right now. I guess I'll just use my long hair. I think it's good to have hobbies. However, I am an intense... I'm coming to terms with this recently. I'm really intense, and if I like something... I will, like, turn it into a business venture or, like, burn it into the ground, you know? Like, I tried making a puzzle. Yeah, okay. I would say my hobbies are swimming in the pool, making a puzzle, cooking and baking, but not cakes. Oh, you know what I think is a hobby? Like, research. Do you do research?
Yeah, I do a lot of research.
Yeah, I love... It's a good way to love someone is to, like, research them.
I wouldn't research a person, more like a subject. Like, if I'm really interested in, like, a certain type of, like...
I think it's a really good practice, actually. Like, if you see... Okay, and you know, like with everything, there is balance to this. But, like, if you see something that you really want in someone else or that you're really interested in, and you just like research the hell out of their situation, their life, how they came to be, their work, like their inspirations. I think you can learn so much from that, so much more than you can from like your For You page, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like a person in particular. Like Lana Del Rey has like a really interesting like backstory. And it's like I can totally tell like why she is like the way that she is now. And it's, like, a lot different than, like, what you would expect. Because she did grow up with money and stuff. She did grow up, like, very wholesome. But it's, like, she has sisters. And I feel like that, it like, plays into her life. I feel like if you have a sister, you're, like, blessed in this life. Like, if you have an older sister that, like, teaches you how to do makeup and stuff, you are, like, blessed in some capacity. She grew up with, like, a bunch of family and stuff. But, like, she was always... kind of like the black sheep of her family, or like she was just into things that like she was into danger and stuff like that, like at a very young age.
You're into danger.
Like, yeah, I like feeling that adrenaline rush. And it's something that like I came, like I didn't know about myself until you actually pointed it out, because like I do a lot of like high risk things all the time, and I feel like I get like a rush out of that. Like even if it's just like sending a message. Like, the other day, I downloaded this app that, like, tells you, like, who blocked you on Instagram, and I found, like, a bunch of people,
Wait,
and, like, I messaged
that?
Them.
What is that app?
It's, like, Followers Plus or something, but, like, I only paid for the one that's, like, who blocked you, because, like, I just wanted to see.
Wait, you bought it?
Yeah, only for, like, a week, and it was, like, $4, but, like, whatever. And I, like, messaged everyone who blocked me off of, like, a spam account and be, like, who is this? Who is this? Like, people who I didn't know, because there was, like, spam accounts like blocked me, and I'm like, why did you block me? Like, who is this? And they like never messaged me back. Like, well, still, I don't know, this was yesterday, but engaging in high risk, high reward stuff is like really intense.
I feel like the spam accounts might be the scam accounts, like all the accounts that are impersonating you.
Oh, maybe, but I feel like some of them were like Finsta accounts from like people that I know. Yeah.
Would you jump off a cliff or like skydive?
I've skydived before. It was pretty fun.
Skydove.
I would do it again. Skydove. Skydived. I don't know.
Would you do
it like, was fun though.
Would you do like the Houdini thing? Wasn't Houdini a Pisces?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you mean the Houdini thing?
Like he would like lock himself like in a box at the bottom of the ocean and like give his the key to like he'd like put the key in his mouth or like in his stomach and he put the key in his stomach and then he like coughed it up and like got himself out of there. But it was like a lot of magicians. Being a magician is no joke. Like you seriously can like so many magicians have died.
Yeah, that is true. I don't think I'd ever do that because that's like, and honestly, do you even know if they're telling the truth? I mean, they are magicians. They are the magic liars and stuff like that. Being a magician is just being a liar because you're like tricking illusion. Like you're even tricking that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I was obsessed with magic.
I feel like everyone had that little point in their life. Like I was obsessed with magic too at one point. Like I bought like a whole set. It was fun.
I feel like that's kind of the nice thing about who we are and what we do is like we still believe in magic in a certain way.
Well, magic is so real. Like it is real. There's just no way because there's some things that are so unexplainable that like you just have to put it in that category of magic.
Yeah, I also, you know, your mind is so strong and I think whatever you are fixating on in that way is going to start appearing in your reality. Like I do believe that people have seen, isn't there like a gorilla that like lives in the mountains?
You mean Bigfoot?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I do believe people saw him because they just, like, want to do so bad.
Yeah, that one picture of him, like, I was shook when I was little. I was like, oh my gosh, guys.
I never saw it.
There's, like, a picture. Apparently, they're, like, an organ and there's, like, a family of them. Like, Sasquatches.
Wait, have you heard about the people who live in caves?
Yeah, I feel like it's like 1,000% possible. It's like real that people live in caves, especially in Thailand, because there's caves that go on for like 10, 15 miles and there's like so much vegetation there.
Inside them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. You should look it up.
So food is expensive, huh?
Well, I think they like make their own food and stuff. Because there's people who are, like, still untouched by, like, society and civilization.
Yeah, like, indigenous tribes.
Mm-hmm. Like, the people in Papua New Guinea.
What's that?
It's, like, an island off the coast of New Zealand, and they're... Oh, wait, no, not... Yeah, off New Zealand. But there's also another... There's, like, a couple islands off the coast of India, like, off the southern coast of India. And they have, like, a bunch of little tribes and stuff that are apparently, like, cannibalistic. Have you heard of that? I'm pretty sure you have.
Maybe vaguely.
When they ate someone, like, a missionary.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, he got what was coming.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
When a tiger is under anesthesia and it comes out, from the anesthesia or it comes out from any like traumatic experience that a tiger goes through, it like shakes and like it goes through like all this stuff and it's like writhing around on the ground because like its brain is so connected to its body, like that's how it knows how to like flush out the trauma, you know, and like release the muscle tension through spasms. And like we don't do that anymore because it's impolite. You know?
Yeah, one time I took a yoga class and at like the end of the class when like you're doing your shavasana, the yoga teacher was like, I just want everyone to like shake, like convulse. And then everyone like started like shaking, convulsing, and she's like, okay, stop and just lie still. And it was like the greatest release I've ever felt. But it was like a really intense yoga class, so I feel like that convulsing thing like just kind of like helped to like equalize everything else in my body. It was nice. I suggest everyone do that and then just like stop and like just like meditate for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
Yeah.
I've been having the urge in the warm weather to just be like naked and ugly, you know, like crouched on the floor, like eating like a mango.
Like Gollum.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a beautiful idea. Yeah, I haven't been wearing like pants in my house lately. I've just been wearing like a big t-shirt and like underwear. It's so hot. Like, I love summer. It's so beautiful.
I love like, summer.
It's the best, like, where you just don't have any worry about, like, if you need a jacket, if you're going outside.
Well, you live in LA. Like, I don't really know what you're talking about.
Oh, please. There's been, like, would you go outside with a jacket at 75 degrees?
If it was going to be night, I might bring something. I usually wear something over what I wear anyways, just because, like, I don't know, you never know when you're going to see a man.
I really want to get into, like, wearing, like, shawls or, like, bringing around, like, small blankets.
Wearing a shawl, like, your cane.
Literally, like, I just want to be, like, that, like, woman. But there's this girl in one of my, in my class right now, and she, like, always wears a shawl. And, like, every day it's, like, a different designer. Like, today it was, like, a Louis Vuitton, and it was, like, a new one. Like, I've never seen her wear this one, so I'm like, ooh.
Bungie.
I know. I'm, like, obsessed with her.
I kind of want to, you know those hats that are, like, top hats? But, like, people wear them, like, women wear them?
Top hats.
I feel like it's the, like, maybe an older woman would wear this. Like, it's sort of like a top hat.
Like a burgundy felt type of thing.
No, I feel like it's probably tan or black, maybe, or gray. But it's literally, it's like a really tall hat, sort of. Or not like, maybe it's not like that tall, but it's pretty tall. It's like a top hat.
What's your hobby besides swimming in pools?
I thought that was a pretty good one. Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. So here's my problem, is my hobby was drawing and writing in my diary, but now I sell those things, so I do it every day, and that's good, you know, and I feel happy about, like, that decision to, like, transfer that. It gives me purpose, but I'm not really a good drawer. Like, I think I could be. If I, like, went to school for it, or that, you know, like, really put in time, like, had a teacher, but that just doesn't make sense for me to do right now. So it's back and forth, you know, it's the snake eating its own tail with that. I like reading magazines, like, trashy magazines, and I like going to the graveyard where my grandfather is buried and getting a peach. I like, watching YouTube videos of, like, cooking.
Yeah, watching YouTube videos is a hobby, actually.
Yeah, but I feel like scrolling on Instagram or TikTok isn't a hobby, right?
No, it's not.
Although we are doing that in our free time.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that we're just, like, intaking all of this information. But I feel like a hobby is, like, something that, like, you do, or it's, like, something that your hands are preoccupied with.
Well, you know how in, like, the 1800s, it was, like, messed up if you were reading a book?
Mm-hmm. Like, as a woman, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, why are you doing that? Like, that's so gross. I don't know what they were saying exactly. And then, like, I feel like it was, like, that about the radio, and about TV, and about comics. But yeah, you're right. A hobby should be active. Like, there should be some acceleration.
I think gardening is such a cool hobby.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to get into gardening. My mom's a big gardener. She's, like, always, like, out doing stuff with her little garden.
My mom gardens, too.
I hope to become that in my older ages.
Wait, you know what I'm interested in? When you were talking about like doing things out of fear.
Well, I love the affirmation. Like, one of my favorite affirmations is like, I am able to feel fear and still take action. Like, that's a good one because it's like, it's true because, of course, it's true, but you know, like, you're able to like feel fear. Like, you're able to fear that, like, that feel that intensity of like what could happen, like the consequence of something, the adrenaline rush of doing something, but you're still able to like power through it, like part the seas of Moses. Like when Moses saw like all of those waves coming towards him, he was like, I'm gonna part this bitch. Like he didn't say like I'm gonna go back and like get some people, like get like a what is it called? A boat or something?
Why don't they tell that
No.
story in schools? Like, that's so crazy.
Well, they told it in my school a lot, but I went to a Catholic school, so.
Oh.
But I feel like that is a really good kind of like, you know, example of like what a person can do with themselves if they're able to push past that certain emotion. And like that emotion is present in all of us, like that emotion of fear. I feel like empathy is something that not a lot of people experience, but I think everyone experiences fear because that's just like the stress response of being a human.
Well, I think empathy is also. Here's what I think. I think people experience empathy, but their feelings are so confused that they don't like understand it for what it is. And like it ends up coming out as something else.
Yeah, but at the same time, like some people, especially now, like people are being so sheltered and harbored into their own sort of bubble of life that they're not able to like experience a lot of like other emotions that come with understanding empathy and totality. I'm not saying that I've experienced all of those emotions, but like I'm able to see that and recognize that because of like where my life has led me.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just like thinking about like Northwest, you know, like what is her life going to be like? What emotions is she going to be able to feel and not feel in her life?
oh, that's interesting. I was in a pretty intense car crash on Monday. I was with my mom and Jan and my sisters, and we're in like a 5-car pile up. We were the second car in the 5 cars, and like each one descending was worse off than we were. Like it was pretty tight traffic, and like the first car slammed super hard and it pushed the next one and pushed the next one and so on. And the 3 cars in front of us were like totaled, like done for. Like the fire department had to come, and like it was just so strange. Like, 1 second I was in this air-conditioned, clean car, like rolling down the highway, listening to Lana Del Rey, like editing like pictures on my phone. And then like I hear the bumper cars, and my mom is like, "Oh shit," you know? And then everything goes flying, and then we're out of the car all of a sudden, and it was like super hot out, and you're on the side of the highway, and all the other cars are like pulling over to look, and like I'm with these like random 25 people who are screaming, you know, and they're all like devastated because their cars are destroyed, and like someone was hurt. I don't know, it was just a whole thing, and it was like it felt so unnatural to be like experiencing those people in their rawness. Do you know what I mean?
Unnatural because of the artificial like things that kind of happened, or
I don't know. It's like you're so accustomed to like your air-conditioned car, you know, and like your unit. And like since our family's car wasn't like it was messed up, but it was like fine, you know, compared to the other cars that didn't even look like cars anymore. And we were just all sort of like standing together, like watching them scream. I don't know. I was in an antique store today, and the owner kept like talking to me, and I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, you know, why is he talking to me? But then he started saying that like he used to have a video store there, like in the 80s, and back in those days, it was, people were talking so much to each other that you, like, couldn't hear anything. Like, it was, like, loud in there. Like, everyone was, like, talking and, like, passing movies back and forth. And, like, I could tell he was really lonely. And nobody came to the store, you know?
Yeah. Maybe he felt safe to talk to you about that type of stuff. The video store aesthetic in, like, the 90s is, like, so... I love it. I was watching New York Minute. Have you seen that movie?
Mm-mm.
It's really good. It's on Netflix right now. I just, like, love that, like, 90s aesthetic where, like, people had no choice but, like, to talk to each other and, like, to get to know each other, like, an actual face-to-face conversation. I guess that's, like, happening now. I feel like people are starting to, like, get out of their, like, phones in a bit. That's so scary that you were in a car accident, though. Like,
yeah, I never been in one before. So it was...
I've been in one, and it was, like, I was sleeping, but, like, my head was, like, on the dashboard, so, like, I got, like, really... I, like, nothing bad happened to me, but, like, I did have to go to the hospital and stuff, but, like, I was really young.
Mm. I feel like it's a particular type of trauma to be woken up from your sleep into, yeah, like, a terrible situation.
Yeah.
That's never happened didn't know. To me.
I was the definition of discombobulated. I hate that word so much, but, like, that's the only way that you can, like, say that, but...
It's super white, you know?
Yeah, it's, like, white noise, but it's also really, like, other colors and stuff. Have you ever woken up from anesthesia?
Can't say I have.
I, like, when I got my wisdom teeth out, I remember, like, having, like, the most craziest dream of my life. It was, like, a bunch of, like, things. It was, like, a vase and, like, a flower, but they're all, like, crystallized, and they're all, like, moving around in, like, prismatic colors. And then I, like, awoken up, but it was just, like, things. It was, like, headphones, like, people's clothing, like, it was just a weird, like, dream. And, like, that was, like, my anesthesia experience.
I was,
but I think
so
that's
scared.
Like, weird from your car accident.
No, from the from the wisdom teeth doctor. Like, they were so aggressive.
Oh my gosh.
And everyone was telling me to put glitter in my panties so I knew if they touched me while I was under, and they wouldn't let my mom in the room. Oh my god, it was so scary. And okay, this is a generalization, and you should make your own opinions about things, but I think dentists are creeps, like, a lot of the time. It's, like, weird.
Yeah, I mean, I know a girl who became a dentist, and she's really chill, but I feel like the men who become dentists are kind of, like, too detail-oriented, you know, like, too much, like, in their own little minuscule tasks, like, that small little, like, things, because that's what teeth are. But when I went under in my anesthesia, the guy, like, put the, kind of, like, the rebreather mask on me, and he was like, enjoy the show, and I was like, wait, what? I could not believe he said that to me. Like, that's the one thing I'll always remember for the rest of my life, is, like, him saying that.
Wait,
but I wish I knew about the glitter thing.
I cut you off at the end, though. You were, like, it was weird because, like, your vision.
About what? Oh, it was weird because it kind of reminded me of that, like, Eight of Cups energy where it's, like, all of the, it's, like, the card of wonder, you know?
Mm.
That's, like, what I felt like I was, like, dreaming about. It's, like, just, like, wonder, like, looking at everything at once. But it was, like, in a spherical shape, and then it would turn into, like, a rhomboid-esque thing and just, like, twirl around. But, yeah, I love hearing people's, like, experiences with, like, that, like, going under. And also, like, near-death experiences are really crazy, too.
Have you had one?
No, I don't think so. No, not that I haven't.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, a really different time in my life. And I think a lot of it was, like, willed by myself. But basically, like, it got really, like, dark and quiet, and this sort of chrysanthemum that was made of light, and, like, each of the petals was a face, and they were morphing really gently, and I was seeing people I loved in the petals, and it sort of floated over to me, and its mouth was like a starfish, like, opening to, like, eat me, sort of, but not in a scary way. It was, like, very peaceful and calm, and everyone says that, but it was, and I was like, take me, you know, I was like having a conversation with it. And when it wasn't like through words though, it was like I was sort of like thinking in pictures, but I was like, I'm ready, like, are you here to get me? And it kind of laughed at me and it was like, no, like, you wish, like, not yet. And I was like, what do you mean? They were like, you have like a lot more to do, like, get over yourself, sort of. And then it just like floated away.
That was Moira. They say that when you die, or like when you have a near-death experience, you don't meet God in particular, but you meet fate, like the incarnation of what fate is, and that's Moira. And you're like given a gift, like when you meet her, like when you have a near-death experience, either like a psychic gift or like a talent that you end up acquiring. Like, people will have near-death experiences and then they'll be really good at like ice skating or something.
Damn, I wish I got that one. I'm just making memes. Like,
I think it's so, no, I feel like you got like the gift of like being psychic, because I feel like I can like ask you something and you'll be like, no, this is how it's gonna go, you know?
Well, I will say, I was with my friend in the car while that was happening. And when I like woke up, when I came to, I like turned to him and I just like ranted for like 10 minutes about like the universe and like time. And he was sobbing by the end of it. Like, he was like a mess. And I was like, wait, what are you crying about? And he was just like, oh, that was so beautiful. Like, that changed my life. And to this day, I don't even really remember what I said. I was just like, time, you know?
Yeah, time is weird.
The crazy thing about it is it just doesn't stop. Like, never. It just doesn't stop.
It doesn't have a mass either. That's what freaks me out the most. It's like, time can't be like quantified, qualified, because you can't like weigh it, like you can't really analyze it. Like, it's not something that you can like look at and like study.
Do you do anti-aging stuff?
I don't think so. I actually, like, I was having dinner with my dad and his wife and then my stepsister, and then my stepmom was like, oh, I really like your, like, my stepmom was like, oh, I think you're so pretty, like, whatever. And I was like, oh, thanks, I do, like, facial yoga exercises. And then my dad was like, no, don't do that. Don't do facial yoga exercises. Like, that's going to make you look older. Like, it's a trick. Like, you think so, but, like, look at body weightlifters, like, people who lift body, like, weightlifters or whatever, like, you know how when they get older, like, their muscles like start sagging, like, that's basically what happens to your face, like, when you do too much exercises with your face. And that like kind of scared me, because like, I like doing facial yoga exercises. I think they're like nice.
I think you should just do things that make you happy, and that's what's gonna make you young.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like smiling makes you younger, even though like it like causes wrinkles and stuff. Like, okay, don't smile excessively, like, only smile when you're truly happy, and that will make you kind of youthful in ways. What about you? What's your anti-aging regimen?
I'm trying to age, Sarah.
I thought you were gonna be like,
grow old.
I thought you were gonna be like, sex.
No, honestly, though, what we were talking about earlier, I almost said that with the tigers and stuff. It really is, like, he stirs me up.
Yeah, it's true. Oh my gosh, I hate that, though. I don't want to talk about that because it's so awkward.
Well, I think...
I'm not, like, awkward talking about sex, but it's like...
It sounds like you are.
It's too much of it.
Sounds like you are.
It's too much. It's too much. Like, people have talked about sex too much. Like, I'll go on my Twitter timeline and people will be like, when he eats it from the back, whatever, whatever, oh, whatever. I'm just like, stop. Like, I can't anymore. Like, I need to purify my mind from all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're in, like, a hypersexual timeline.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the South Node is in Scorpio, so we're kind of, like, learning the lessons of how to not hypersexualize things. And, like, how to keep that that part of your life sacred in ways.
I swear, if I put one swipe of mascara on one eyelash and walked outside, people would be looking at me different.
You can't think like that, because then you attract that attention when you think like that.
Yeah.
Your mind makes up your reality.
Did you talk to anyone today? Like, did you have any like real life encounters?
No, I didn't, and it sucks. But sometimes I feel like I'm talking to my professor when she's teaching, like with my eyes, because she always looks at me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and she's pregnant. Huh?
Yeah, and she's pregnant. Go off.
So I'm talking to the baby also.
I was at Whole Foods, and this guy was like stealing a bunch of stuff, and he ran out. And the security guards, you know, they were like, yo, man, come back here, you know. And I was just, like, watching it happen. And they turned to me and they were like, you know him? I was like, what? And they were like, why are you watching? And I was like, I'm just nosy, sorry. And they were laughing. And they, like, got someone else in the store and they were like, she said she's nosy. So that was my... Oh, and I talked to the guy at the antique store. Yeah, I had a... Oh, and... And I went to this Vietnamese place I like. I had a very social day.
Oh my god, you know what? I actually had the most awkward encounter of my entire life, Satsi. Like, okay, so like at the beginning of the class, like we're supposed to compliment someone. And
oh my, wait, like, why do you have to do that in your nursing class?
It's like an NCLEX prep class, and we're all supposed to be, like, very positive. Like, we're supposed to be, like, congratulations on passing your exam. You know, like, we haven't even taken it yet. Like, it's all about, like, power of the mindset, stuff like that. And then someone took my seat in the back, so I had to go sit at another seat, which I was kind of annoyed about, but whatever. And I didn't have, like, a partner because no one was sitting next to me, so I had to, like, go with these other guys, like, these two guys. And one of them, I think, is really cute. And, like, I've been looking at him for so long, but, like, you know, it's not going to work out because I'm just awkward and weird and he doesn't look like the type that would, like, make the first move or whatever.
I'm just so quirky.
But he was, like, so I, like, complimented him. I was, like, oh, I like your hat. And then I complimented the other guy and he was, like, wearing this bracelet. And I was, like, I like your bracelet. And then the guy that I think is cute was like, oh, I like the Doc Martens that you wore. And, like, I haven't worn my Doc Martens in, like, 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, he noticed I was wearing Doc Martens at one point. And then he was like, I wore my Doc Martens the next day. And he's like, I thought you had noticed them. And I was like, oh, like, I kind of, like, froze up because I didn't know what to say to him. And I was like, haha, I either dress like a boy or a slut. And I couldn't stop. And he looked at me and he was like... You know, he, like, didn't say anything back, and he just, like, sat down. I'm like, why do I say that? Like, I just, like, say the weirdest things, like, when I'm, like, uncomfortable like that.
I feel like you're going to be in the nursing home, like, wearing, like, a diaper, and you're going to be thinking about that.
It was so embarrassing, but I was like, whatever. Like, I don't like to dwell on too much of those, like, embarrassing moments. But, like, the other guy heard as well, like, obviously that I said it because he was in between us. But, like, I feel like they both kind of, like, got immediate, like, they immediately, like, sexualized me, you know? And so they're like, oh, shit, like, she's, like, you know, like, they put that in their mind that, like, I said that I was a slut. Like, guys like to hear that type of stuff, I guess. Like, I feel like they do.
Yeah, they do.
Like, guys like it when, yeah, right? Okay, I don't know how it's, like, put that into words, but, like, you get what I mean. Guys like it when girls are like, I'm a slut.
I feel like you have a certain way of looking men in the eye around things like that, like, energetically, that is really powerful, though, and potent. And it's, like, different. Like, I think even, there, like, you saying that, like, and saying it, like, nonchalantly, you know?
I know, but I said that because I wasn't thinking. Like, I said that because, like, I wanted to, like, make a joke because he was, like, laughing at, like, he was, like, I thought you'd notice I was wearing Doc Martens, and then, like, I was wearing, like, these dicky cargo pants with, like, my slip-on Vans and, like, a huge t-shirt, and I was, like, well, I either dress like a boy or a slut, so, and they both just got immediately hard. I'm just kidding.
Well, what did they say? Were they, like, we'll turn to page 42.
No, they were just, like, okay, like, and they just, like, sat down. But yeah, that was my one awkward encounter, and I literally didn't talk for the entire day after that because I didn't want to, like, you know.
Yeah.
Make it any worse. I like how you had a very nice encounter with the guy at the store, the vintage store.
Well, it was nice on his end, I was like staring at my feet and I was like, I'm like, okay, see you later.
I feel like you invoke nostalgia out of people.
Really?
Yeah.
I think people... Okay, so we're not as social as we used to be, right? Like, as a society, as a culture, we're not, like, walking up to each other. There aren't many places for people to meet. Okay, another thing, I don't understand how people, they'll be like, pool party. And listen, I'm not getting invited to these pool parties. But when I see them, it's, like, so many people. It's a fucking fire hazard and nobody's in the pool. And they're, like, having to, like, yell at each other and, like, you can't move. It just looks awful, you know? Like, I don't see that, like, working out for anyone. But and the point I was trying to make is, like, you know, we're just not really meeting each other. We're not really socializing. And so I feel like when it does happen in real life, it's really... at least for me, really intense and, like, strangled. Like, it's like someone needs you to see them.
Someone needs you to see them. Like, they want that validation that they are a person, in a way.
Yeah. There was this girl I went to high school with, and... she got canceled real bad. I mean, she, like, did something really bad. And she was older than me. And in those days, people were using Facebook. Like, my friend group was using Facebook in sort of, like, an ironic way. And I just remember, after she got canceled, she wouldn't get a single like on her picture. And she kept posting pictures. And it was just, like, months and months of, like, life updates and pictures, and nobody interacted with them. And I can't imagine anything that would feel that bad. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what was the energy from that? Was it, like, empowering energy because she didn't care that she didn't get any likes and she still decided to post? Or was it, like, embarrassing energy, like she was grasping for attention?
It was like, I'm still here. Do you see me? Like, hello? Is anyone here with me? I don't know. I mean,
what she feels bad. The feeling of being ignored is tough.
Yeah. Were you lonely growing up?
Yeah, I was very lonely.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I read a lot and became smarter than everyone. I'm just kidding.
Are you? Are you kidding?
I feel like I'm not outwardly smarter than everyone, but internally I am.
That was the thing I noticed in college, though, is, like, there, it was, like, a lot of people who were lonely and read a lot, and they were like, I'm not like the other guys, you know what I mean? Like, I read a lot, I'm so smart. And then it was like, you're all together now, and you're, like, the most miserable group of people in the world.
Yeah, well, intelligence does make you miserable. Like, if you see the way that things really are and, like, how things are collapsing in on each other and there's no way to stop it and the earth is dying. Like, it's very miserable to, like, understand those things.
I think in life, you will be presented with questions that just, like, beg for you to answer them. Or maybe for you to get as close as you can to answering them. And in some ways, that ruins your life.
Especially when you're wasting your youth trying to find answers.
Well, I don't know about wasting it. Like, I'm not sure what anyone else is doing that's fun. Like, I think people, like, get drunk and play Settlers of Catan. What, you want to do that? Sometimes I look at...
kind of. Like, that sounds a lot funner yeah, than, like, trying to... Like, I look at people who go to Vegas every weekend, like, just because they have money to spend and they don't have anything else to do, and it's like, I crave that. But I have to also be like, it's not my life mission to do that.
At the casino?
What, like, day parties and stuff like that, or, like, clubs?
Well, have you ever hung out with people who... And this isn't a bad thing at all. It's just, like, different, I think, from the way we live, maybe. But I'm asking, like, have you ever spent time with someone who, like, the purpose in their life was to have a good time?
Yeah.
And there's something, like, I don't know. Yeah, it's like, where's the parties? I don't know. The party is within, my friend.
Yeah. No, I always say that. And, like, sometimes I even think that. And I feel like that's a good way to, like, think about yourself is, like, you are the party. Because if I'm not there, then, like, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I feel the same way sometimes.
Yeah.
Before you knew that the party was within, Sarah, like, how did you find it? Like, when you were young and you didn't have that knowledge?
I remember thinking to myself when I was really young, probably, like, in third grade, I used to be a really, like, I still am a very fast runner, but I was, like, always running all the time, and there was, like, this older, like, there was this guy that, like, I would always run with, and, like, he might have had, like, a crush on me, but, like, we'd always run and race, and one time he, like, I beat him, but, like, he was telling everyone that, like, he beat me, and I was like, no, today I beat you in, like, this race. And then I just remember, like, having to console myself for the first time and being like, I know the truth. Like, the truth is within me. Like, everyone else, like, he can lie to everyone, but I know the truth, and that's what matters. Mm. And I just remember, like, third grade me, like, really, like, crying over that. Like, because I cried, and I cried to, like, my third grade teacher about it. And then even she was like, it's okay if you didn't win. Like, it's fine. And I was like, no, but I did win. Like, it was only me and him, like. And I just had to, like, console myself. Like, that self-soothing, like, as a baby into, like, adulthood is really real.
Yeah, I feel that. I hate when people lie.
Mm-hmm. Especially about your own actions.
Oh, I have a similar thing. And honestly, it was, like, very formative. A similar anecdote from childhood. I was, like, 9 years old. Had just moved from California to the middle school, and was very ostracized, like, was, like, pretty immediately, like, written off as, like, being weird. No one wanted to, like, talk to me or sit with me. And then one day I was drawing, which I was always doing, and one of the most popular girls in the class comes over to me and is being really nice, and she's like, oh, what are you drawing? And I showed her, it was this character I would always do, and I want to say her name was, like, Helga or something. Like, it was this girl with, like, buck teeth and curly hair, and I would always draw her. And she's like, oh, can you show me how to draw her? And so I did, and this girl stole my drawing. Like, she started drawing her everywhere and, like, used the same name. And she was like, yeah, I, like, invented this. And then all the other girls in their group were, like, drawing in this style that I came up with. Like, this very, like, I don't know, I made the eyes, like, half circles. And, like, there was, like, a nose that, like, stuck out and then buck teeth. And everyone was drawing this way. Like, it trickled through the school. And every single person was drawing their faces this way. And I remember even in high school, some of these girls were still drawing this way, and I never got credit. And this girl, this popular girl, they were like, yeah, she, like, everyone does her drawing style, and it was my drawing style, Sarah. Isn't that nuts?
That's completely nuts. I would be so mad. But that happens to me on the daily basis with astrology, I feel like.
Wait, so how do people copy you in, like, the astrology realm?
Well, I was, like, the first person to do, like, the astrology observations. And then other people started doing that. And then I'll do, like, a video with, like, transits of the day. And then now other people are doing that, like, without words and stuff like that.
Yeah. But
one time I took a girl's, like, her, maybe that's my karma, actually. Because one time when I was in fifth grade, huh?
I was just thinking that.
one time in the fifth grade, I took this one girl, like, she used to do hearts, and actually, I will give her credit for this, because there's, like, an emoji that, like, has the same hearts that she used to do. Like, she used to do, like, a big heart, and then, like, two small hearts, like, following that, like, bubbles.
Wait, she
and
that's, like, the emoji Mark now. Zuckerberg, what the hell?
Literally, now that I'm thinking about it, but I used to, like, take her drawing style, because one time I saw it, like, went, like, in the fifth grade, and then I started doing it, and then she got super mad at me. She's like, I started doing that, like, that's my thing, like, whatever, whatever. And then so I was like, fine, like, and then I started doing, like, a Cupid's arrow through my heart instead of, like, the multiple hearts, but she was really angry at me.
Oh, she was angry? Good for her.
Yeah, she, like, she stood up and, like, looked down on me, and I was, like, I was, like, laughing.
From the perspective of the artist, I think it's more productive to, like, view anything you make as, like, contribution to the culture rather than, like, representing yourself, you know? It's, like, representing your time and, like, the collective consciousness, because we all are so influenced by each other, you know? Like, so much so, like, and just as there are parts of you in everyone, there are parts of everyone in you.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone have a good night.
Follow Sweet Release on Instagram, Sweet Release Podcast.
Yeah. And, you know, our socials are linked to this, I think, and subscribe to me on YouTube if you want.